This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Eventually, yes, but we are stuck in the now. And Goldman Sachs had a rather foreboding prediction this morning. Companies in the S&P 500, Goldman says, might not see any earnings growth at all this year. To be clear, that does not mean they are not going to be making any money this year, just that they will be making the same kind of profits they did as last year on average. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looks at what that might mean.
Let's get something out of the way. Why do we care about profit growth? So what if companies are only making as much money as they did last year? Gus Fauché, chief economist at PNC, says that growth is really important.
If we don't see increases in profitability, then we don't see expansion efforts. So we don't see businesses building new facilities. We don't see businesses hiring more workers. We wouldn't see rising wages.
But there's always a but. If corporate profits are the same this year because of the COVID-19 outbreak, that's not necessarily a huge problem. Scott Yonker teaches finance at Cornell.
To be honest, 1 year of flat earnings growth doesn't matter a whole lot.
1 year can be a blip. It doesn't necessarily mean the U.S. is headed for a recession. Profits were basically flat in 2012, and the economy still expanded. Also, flat isn't so bad. Yonker says you need to worry when profits are dropping by a lot.
It's when you have big negative earnings growth that things matter. So in 07, 08, right, that was the financial crisis. We saw, you know, earnings decline by 40%.
And remember that this Goldman Sachs estimate is an average. Here's Gus Fauché again.
The effects are going to be unevenly distributed across the economy.
Some companies' profits might fall in industries like travel and retail and energy, and some might go up. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.